right. Hey guys, Abel Vadia here, Legally Exhausted Podcast. We got another special guest. We're here at the FGA Workhorse 2024. Really excited about all the stuff that's going on here. I'm here with Mark from Even Up Law. Mark, thanks for being on the podcast today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thanks, man. And so what do you do at Even Up Law, and how does Even Up Law help lawyers?
Sure. So I'm actually an account executive with Even Up Law, which basically means I try to help attorneys settle their cases more quickly for more money. So basically what we do, of course. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Who doesn't? Basically, the name Even Up Law is a play on exactly what we do. Mm-hmm. So we are trying to help law firms, plaintiff firms, get an even playing field with insurance companies. And essentially the way that we do that is through demand packages. So insurance companies, of course, for the last couple decades, they've had their own software that they've used mm-hmm. to evaluate cases and try to diminish the returns and from the demands that come in, I should say. Mm-hmm. What we do is we've developed a database with verdict and settlement analysis so that we can go in and we can look in each state down to, county jurisdictionally and look to see how have demands performed in front of this particular insurance company and even down to the adjuster when we have that information.
Oh, okay.
So essentially what we're trying to do is become the anti-Colossus or anti-Mitchell or anti-Claims IQ so that we can help firms, again, get in a level playing field with those insurance companies. And the way that we do that is through software that leverages AI that can go in and identify missing records. It can identify additional areas of opportunity. It can also go through and find potential problems, gaps in treatment, pre-existing conditions, things along those lines as well. But we also pair the technology with human expertise.
Okay.
So we actually have a legal operations team that consists of attorneys, former defense counsel, former insurance adjusters, and the like. So it's really a blend between the technology and human expertise.
Okay, cool. So I was looking at some of the demand packages that you guys had downstairs. I'm going to start working with your company because I like it. It makes sense. I noticed that you guys include in the demand, sometimes a recent verdict. Can you tell me about that? Do you include that in every demand, certain demands?
So we actually prepare a couple different types of demands. What we call standard demands is going to include a full medical chronology, full medical summary, as well as the verdict and settlement analysis. Okay. It's going to be for higher value type cases.
Okay.
But we also have a pared down version for your motor vehicle accident, soft tissue, policy limit type cases as well.
Okay.
But yeah, the standard demands, it's going to include everything that you would need, including those verdicts and settlements, because we have a database, several hundred thousands, couple hundred thousands of verdicts and settlements that we have in our repository. And of course, that's how we try to evaluate pain and suffering, along with putting an actual dollar amount on the other types of damages as well, including economic and non-economic. So everything that we're doing in our demands is done so in such a way that it makes it very easy for the adjuster on the other side to go through, check all those different boxes, and we do so with full transparency so they know how we're coming up with the numbers that we're giving them. And that allows them essentially to kind of come back to our side. Doesn't give us as much room to push back.
Okay, cool. I like the layout. Now, you guys with lawyers, I have my own demand. This lawyer has their own demand. Another lawyer has their version of a demand. Obviously, mine's is better. But how do you guys work with that? Do you use your own demand? Do you adopt my demand? Can you explain that to some of the people watching?
Absolutely. So we actually work very, very collaboratively with the firms that we partner with and the demand drafting team, whether it's the attorneys themselves or if it's paralegals, case managers, or kind of a mix therein within everyone in the firm. Mm-hmm. And we will take your letterhead and we will also work with you to get your preferences down. We want to nail the type of language that you like to use and the stylistic preferences that you have. So especially within those first couple of demands that we prepare for you, we are looking for that feedback and we are working directly with your team. So you only have to train us once.
Okay.
You don't have to, train us over and over and over again. Once we kind of get it, we've got it for you. and we're kind of off and running. And typically, you know, it's the people that are creating the demands themselves, whether it's the paralegals or case managers, or if it's an attorney or attorneys within the firm, mm-hmm. we are their absolute best friends.
Okay, cool. So another question for you. You guys kind of threw a statistic at me down there. You guys said that there was like 50% of demand packages you guys receive are missing pages of medical records, but unintentionally. Is that accurate? It was 50%, was it? Or
it can range kind of depending.
I'm sure there's some guys out there that are 100%.
Yeah. I mean, some firms are missing more records often than others. It's not uncommon for us to be missing a large percentage of records. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it doesn't matter if it's 10% or if it's 50%. If you're missing any at all, you're leaving money on the table.
Yeah.
And so that's what the AI is kind of doing in the background to ensure that we are including all of the records that are necessary within the demand to make sure that we're maximizing the value of every demand that comes our way.
Okay. I like that. And as far as AI, does it capture certain language from the medical records and then plug it into the demand? Is that part of what it does? Or
so basically what it's doing is it's going through, reading through the records, taking that like kind of first pass.
Okay.
And it's pulling out what is critical to create or to put in the demand itself as well.
Okay.
And then that's where the human expertise comes in. The experts will come in, use that information to actually create the demands. Now, your preferences and everything else, that's the collaboration that we have between our team and your team to make sure that we're creating the demands in such a way that it makes it look and feel as if it's coming from you and your firm directly.
Okay, gotcha. And you know, it's funny, everybody talks about like AI and they think that, hey, AI just does this. I like that you guys have a human at the end double checking everything, because you know, there was this law firm in Louisiana. They weren't from Louisiana, but they were using AI to print lawsuits and then file them. And AI is AI. It'll do what you tell it, but it won't be perfect the first go round. Mm-hmm. And if you're not monitoring it, it'll do what they were accused of doing, which was filing multiple lawsuits for the same person, filing lawsuits without a signed retainer agreement over and over again. And there was some judge in Louisiana who got pissed off and was like, what do you mean AI filed these lawsuits? You're the lawyer. You signed it. You're in trouble. Mm-hmm. So I like that you guys have the ability to have humans look at it and give it like a second pass. You know, let AI do 90% of the work, but the last 10%, you guys kind of button it up and make sure that is that what you guys do? Is that accurate?
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, the analogy that we like to use is that the AI powered software is like an Iron Man suit for the people that are actually creating the demands. It makes them superhuman.
Okay.
So we can create our demands more quickly, more efficiently at scale, but also on behalf of the firms that we work with.
Okay, cool. Yeah. It's funny because I was just talking about this bad experience with AI with this other law firm, and we're going to actually get AI at our firm, but for certain administrative tasks, mostly in the PIP litigation side, not personal injury, but it's going to do the demand and it's going to possibly even calculate the numbers of what's owed, throw it into the demand letter. So it's cool. You guys are early adopters of AI. It's really cool. Let me ask you, as an account executive, what kind of stuff, like, what do you do? What is an account executive at EvenUp, and how do you help attorneys exactly, like your particular role?
Sure. So, I mean, as an account executive, I'm in sales. And so I am working directly with attorneys to figure out, you know, if you are interested in partnering with us, what is the sweet spot? Right? Mm-hmm. How do we take enough work off of your plate that you're comfortable with so that you can, you know, basically scale and grow? That's a big piece of why a lot of firms that will, you know, will come to us. They'll want to get more demands off the door. Some will come to us because they have a backlog and people are working around the clock. They're working weekends. They want time back in, you know, their days. And then, you know, of course, one of the other reasons that they'll come to us is because they feel like they could be settling more quickly for more money, which is a big piece of what we help them to do.
I'll take that.
Absolutely. So
I'll take a slice of that.
Yeah. So we have conversations. You know, there's also outreach, and we'll go to conferences like FJA here, just to, you know, mingle and let people know exactly how we help and, you know, what that process kind of looks like. Of course, when firms come to us, they typically want to know, you know, obviously, how do you use AI to create demands? How quickly can you spin around your demands? And of course, how would you implement with our firm specifically?
Okay.
And that's kind of the path that I help firms kind of walk down.
Okay, cool. You just talked about, like, you know, paying staff overtime to work nights and weekends. And that's the beauty about AI. Like, I did a demonstration with our software company for AI, and they go, you know, you're not going to complain about working too much. AI is going to work at nights, weekends, doesn't call out sick. Obviously, we're in a legal setting. We need humans to look at things and double check things. But AI can turn things around faster. So what is your turnaround time on a typical demand?
Yeah.
A normal demand, I guess, or average demand, whatever.
Yeah. Right now we're turning demands around in about 3 days.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Even quicker for the basic ones for the motor vehicle accidents. Typically we can get those out in a day or two.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. So you guys do more complex type of demands for like what is like slip and falls?
Oh, sure.
And negligent security, things like that as well?
Yeah, slip and falls, oh, okay. Dog bites. It really kind of varies, but it also kind of depends on the amount of records and the complexity of the case. Mm. So more complex cases with much more medical records, it might take a few more days. Okay. But typically, we're staying right within that 3 to, you know, maybe 7 days, typically at most kind of turnaround time.
Okay, because AI doesn't get sick, so it's just not even a matter of that. It's okay.
Exactly, and AI also doesn't leave their job to become, you know, Instagram famous or TikTok famous. So the nice thing again about us is you train us once, and we're good to go.
Yeah, I had a girl with pretty feet. She says, "Abe, I'm out of here. I got pretty feet. Everybody's on this thing now." I go, whatever. Bye. I don't.
Yeah, I heard a similar story, but 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I go. All right, I don't know. That's not really my thing, but whatever. If people are willing to pay to look at your feet, good for you. That's hilarious. But, you know, it's funny. We've had some really good employees and they leave us for the craziest reasons. It's just like, hey, I want to move back home. And I'm like, I had this guy who's been working for me for maybe 2-3 years. Phenomenal employee, like out of this world. I just want to go back home to my family. They're not here. I got to go there. Sorry. And I'm like, oh, gosh. So AI will never leave you, huh?
Exactly. Yeah. The machines are faithful forever.
Yeah. Awesome. Besides doing the demand, I believe I saw Ray, who's the founder, mastermind, everybody's friend, by the way, super nice guy.
Absolutely.
I believe I seen him talk about increasing settlement values. Mm-hmm. Is that something you can elaborate on, how even up increases values on cases?
Yeah. So, I mean, really there's a couple different ways. Like the first thing that we do, is that we put a dollar valuation for every element of the loss, right? Okay. So pain and suffering, both economic, non-economic damages. I kind of spoke on that a little bit, how we do it. So I won't get, you know, into the weeds as far as that goes, but we accurately estimate each element of loss and we, back it up within the demand itself.
Okay.
And then the second way that we do that is because we have data on all of the different insurance carriers. Mm. So we know which software they're using. We also have data with insurance adjusters within those insurance carriers. And so we can look at that data as well to see, okay, when last time we had this particular type of injury or accident that happened within this particular state, within this county, in front of this insurance carrier, in front of this insurance adjuster, how did we navigate that demand? And what were the results from some of these, you know, demands within our data set? Mm-hmm. And from there, the AI can go through and replicate what worked within the demand that's come through, again, down to the state, down to the county level, in front of the insurance carrier, down to that adjuster itself. Now, obviously, we don't have all the data for every county and every state. Mm-hmm. We also don't have data for every adjuster, but we have quite a bit of data, and we're,
and it's just going to continue to grow as you expand.
Exactly. Yeah. Data is king. Yeah. So the more data we get, the more information we have, the more we can kind of spread our wings.
Cool. That's awesome. So anything else you want to add that EvenUpLaw can offer to attorneys out there that, that needed services?
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously we're always looking for ways to expand and help the firms that we partner with. And earlier this year, we actually released our medical chronologies as a standalone product. Mm. So we've taken feedback from firms that we've worked with, as well as, you know, focus groups out in the field, to figure out, you know, what is most important for a law firm in a medical chronology. Mm-hmm. And a couple of things that we found out is, you know, attorneys want a visual type of timeline so they can quickly take a look and see what happened prior to the injury, mm-hmm. what happened after the injury. Okay. And you can see that pared down by each of the providers themselves. And then it's also broken down into a table format. So same kind of information, mm-hmm. Just digested in kind of a different way. Okay. But the whole idea is to be able to take a quick look and get a quick idea as to what happened before and after the injury. Okay. And then in the medical summaries, we've also pared those down. So rather than using, you know, prose, we use a bulleted format that uses language that's much, much easier for, you know, the layperson to digest. Mm. So it's easy if you want to get up to speed on a particular provider, you can actually go into the summary itself, find that provider and see everything that happened in chronological order. Okay. And then all the exhibits, of course, will be attached with the page number that is referencing each of those incidents or key highlights to those particular providers as well.
Okay. So you cite the page so someone can go back and find it on the page.
Exactly.
In the demand. Yeah. Okay. That's pretty helpful. We don't do that at my office. I like to say my demands are pretty tight. I'd hope we don't forget pages. We're going to find out in the next coming weeks. But I like that you include the page so people can go back and say, hey, let me double check this, because we don't do that. And that's really cool. Do you guys request medical records on behalf of the lawyers ever, or the lawyers say, hey, here's the records, give me a demand?
Yeah, we don't do the record collection ourselves, but yeah, I mean, we have a couple different integrations with some case management software, but even on a standalone kind of level, the portal is very, very intuitive and easy to use. Drag and drop, upload zip files. And you don't have to organize them. You can just drop them in any order. The AI will go through, parse through everything, read through everything, extract, you know, what's crucial and important. So the legal operations team doesn't have to, you know, go through pages and pages and read paragraphs upon paragraphs. Yeah. And again, that's how they become kind of superhuman, if you will. Mm. The machine is doing a lot of that initial heavy lifting.
Okay, cool. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the podcast. I got to ask you one question before we go.
Please do.
Besides this conference, what is your favorite conference, like lawyer conference, to go to besides, of course, this one?
Oh, okay. I would have to say NTL, the
National Trial Lawyers Association. Down in the Lowe's in South Beach, they do the event.
So I didn't go to that one. My colleague did. I went to one in Scottsdale this past November. And
one in Scottsdale? I didn't know that. Okay. Oh,
it was amazing. Yeah.
I was just in Scottsdale. It was beautiful.
Oh, Scottsdale's incredible. And went in November. So, you know, it wasn't hotter than Hades. it was, beautiful weather.
That could go for Hades or Haiti. It's probably really hot in Haiti right now. Cool. So I didn't know they had that down there. You got me wondering why I didn't get an invite. I guess I'm not cool enough to get invited by NTL, but maybe after they watch this, they're going to send me an invite next time.
Yeah.
But cool. So thank you so much for having me on the podcast. This has been really fun. I think we had a great time. It was really informative. So thank you.
Much appreciated.
Appreciate you, man. Take care. Thank you.